Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of the Teaching Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Hill, also the founder here at teachingonlinebusiness.com, where we help coaches, consultants, client business owners grow and scale their business. Super excited to have everybody here. This is a powerful episode. We're talking about why client business owners fail. 80% of businesses fail. Knowing what causes them to fail is super, super important, because we want to be in that 20% bracket. We want to be in the 20% that succeeds. So that's what we're going to be talking about on today's podcast. If you're brand new, thank you for taking the time to be here. Make sure you go check these other podcasts out. We have several episodes, and each episode has actionable advice that you can take and implement into your business and get results. If you want more clients, if you want more money, if you want more impact, more awareness, more attraction, that's what's going to help you. Make sure you go check them other podcasts out. And if you're not in the Masterminds of Marketing Facebook group, I'm telling you guys and girls, you're missing out. Get over to Facebook, Masterminds of Marketing. Make sure you join our group. So today, why do client business fail? Why do client business owners fail? So let's break it down. Number one, make sure you grab a notepad and pen. You're going to want to write this down. Number one, no control. Control over your business is one of the most beautiful things that you could ever experience as a client business owner. And I know a lot of you don't think that you can control the results of your business, but I promise you, you can. And we're going to talk about how to fix that here in just a second. But for those of you that are struggling to get clients right now, for those of you that are struggling to hit your revenue goals, for those of you that are struggling to close sales on the phone or closing applications and getting applications and all these different things that us client business owners deal with on a daily basis, I want you to know something. You can control your business. And it's all about having the right systems in place in your business. That's how we build reliability. That's how we build dependability. Okay? Now, so we're talking about can't control. Okay? So one of the biggest things why client business experts fail is because they can't control their client acquisition. They make a lot of mistakes, and some of these mistakes are going to sound pretty familiar. So what are some of the common mistakes? From what I've seen, some of these mistakes include working with people that you know you shouldn't be working with. All of you have a perfect client. These are the clients that you love to work with. These are the clients that love to work with you too. And y'all have a great relationship. But what happens when we're struggling to get clients? We got bills due, right? So here comes a client, a potential client along, and deep down inside, you know it's not a good fit, but you can't say no because you got the bills due next week. That's a bad scenario, right? But it's one you can relate to. I know when I was struggling and I didn't have control in my business, I was always doing this. I had bills to pay. I get it. You have a family to feed. You have to take this client. But you have to learn to say no to these bad scenarios. You have to. And it's a supply and demand issue. If you had the demand for your service, this one thing it is that you do, you would have opportunities. But you don't have the demand. When you don't have the demand, You don't have the opportunities, and you have to settle with what you have. So, let's talk about how in the hell can we get more opportunities? Think about it. How can you get more opportunities? There's several ways. Number one, what about being a leader? Leaders. Leadership. Do you think you can attract your perfect clients being a leader? Of course you can. So what do leaders do? Leaders lead. You need to go out there into your marketplace and you need to become a leader. You need to give value. Whatever this one thing that it is that you do, you need to go to your market where your perfect clients are, and you need to become the leader. And we do this by giving value. You create content that gives value to your prospects, your perfect clients. That's one way. What's another way? Remember, how can we build more demand for what it is that you do? What about paid ads? What about organic attraction? Both of those can build more demand. Because here's the bottom line. When your calendar's booked, you get to choose who you want to work with. That's control. When your calendar's not booked, and here comes Freddie marching along and wants to work with you, but he only got $300, what are you going to do? If you got bills due, you're going to take it. But we don't want to be this way no more. At some point, you can't continue doing this. You have to say no to those opportunities. I get it right now, but here's the bottom line. You have to create demand for you. Become a leader. Give value. Create more opportunities. Utilize paid traffic. Utilize organic marketing, organic attraction. We've talked about this in past episodes on the podcast. Go listen to them. This is what we use to build demand. When we have demand for what it is that we do, we're going to have opportunities. That's going to allow you to get your calendar booked. That's how we get control. Number two, talking about why client businesses fail. Number two, burnout. Yep. We've talked about burnout on this podcast also recently. Burnout is real. And you know what leads to burnout? There's a lot of different things, but most times it boils down to you doing the wrong things and not focusing on the right things. So let's think about this. What am I talking about when it comes to burnout? Burnout is something we all face. You're not getting the results that you want in your business right now. That's likely for 90% of you that are listening, just based on the numbers alone. Not judging you, I love you guys, but 90% of you are struggling to get clients right now. How do we fix this? Here's the thing. You have to focus on what gets you results. If you're struggling to get clients, You don't have to continue struggling. You have to change the game. If your business is not working, why are you going to keep doing the same things over and over again? That don't make sense, right? If it's not working It's not working. It's not going to get better. You have to change your strategy. Quit focusing on all the different things that don't matter. If it's not giving you results, leave it. You can always circle back later if you want to. If it's not getting you results, quit. I want you to write down. Write down everything that you're doing. Trying to attract clients. After all, that is what you're trying to do, right? Or is that not your priority? That's a little trick question, but I have a point. What's the number one most important thing to do in your business right this very minute? Any of you know this? You know what the number one most important thing for you to do? For you to get new clients. Because new clients equal more money. And with money, we have options. If you are not focused on getting new clients, then your focus is on the wrong things. For any client business owner that's struggling, that's where the focus has to be. I call this priority focus. And it's simple. You wake up each morning. What is the most important thing I need to do for my business right now? And if you're struggling to get clients, if you're struggling to hit revenue, if you don't have this demand, if you don't have all these opportunities lined up, getting new clients, that is priority number one. That's where you have to focus. Quit doing everything. Focus on getting clients into your business. Now, there's other things that lead to burnout. How many of you are working at an hourly rate? Most, it's usually a split. It's usually half the client business owners are working hourly, and the other half is not. And unfortunately, the other half that's not charging hourly is usually not charging what they're really worth. This is a huge mistake, and it can lead to burnout. Because here's the bottom line. I want to tell you what your clients care about the most. It's themselves. And you know what they care about? The result that you can deliver in the story. That's what they care about. And as long as you can provide that result that they're looking for, everything's good as gold. However, if you are charging for your time instead of charging for the value of this result that you're giving them, that is a huge, huge mistake. And I guarantee you, you are probably undervaluing your service, undervaluing what you're worth. Let me give you an example of this. And I use this, if you heard other podcasts or you've heard me talk, I use this example all the time. So don't get on to me if you heard it before. But it's the truth. Let's say I'm a dating coach. I'm working with two clients that have struggled with dating for 20 plus years. I get them together. Everything works out. They're both happy. They both got the result they want. How much is that worth? You know what I'd say? I'd say priceless. That's what it's worth. Because that meant a lot to them. If you've struggled for 20 plus years trying to find that one right person, how much would you pay? Think about it. How much would you pay to find that special someone? You'd probably pay a hell of a lot of money, right? That's my point. What if I'm a relationship coach? And I have a couple that's been married for 40 years. 40 years married to one another. And they're about to divorce. But I work with them and I save their 40-year marriage. How much is that worth? I'd give you the same answer. It's priceless. Those are solving big problems. That's solving big pains. And when you solve big pains and you solve big problems, guess what? It's worth a high ticket price. So you need to quit trading your time for money. And you need to start charging for the results that you can give your clients. No wonder you're burning out. If you're doing that, that's one of the reasons you're burning out. Now let's talk about all the one-on-one work. Because this is another big thing. This is what burnt me out. And let me tell you, you're never safe from burnout. I don't care how great you are or how great you think you are. You're never immune to burnout. It can get the very best. It took me 8 years to burn out. I'm talking about 8 years working every day, working holidays, 14, 16, 18 hours a day for 8 straight years. And eventually I burned out. And I'm lucky and fortunate that I recovered. And yeah, I'm better off for it. But going through burnout is real, number one. But number two, it's no fun. Number three, it's completely avoidable if you know what's causing the burnout. So think about all of you that's spending all your time working one-on-one with clients right now. I want to make sure I'm talking to everybody. If you're working one-on-one with your clients, that's taking up a lot of your time. I want you to think about what you can do to leverage your time. Think about the repeatable processes that you take your clients down. I want you to think about that. If there's something that you do with each and every client, that can be automated. Instead of working one-on-one and having your time committed to that, you can build leverage by creating a video, creating a piece of content, creating a cheat sheet, a PDF, a research paper. There's a lot of ways you can leverage and put these things into your business that will save you time. Now, at first, if you're just kind of getting that process together, that's different. You have to figure those things out. But if you're already at the point where you know the process, you know the path that you're going to take your clients down, you already have this A, B, C, D, E, F, all the way through Z, you have the process, you know what clients get. And when all your clients get the same thing, do a video. Save yourself that time. That's how we add leverage. If you're working all this one-on-one, you could be doing 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week just doing one-on-one work. And we don't want that. Another thing you can do, think about group work. If you have multiple clients, rather than doing a one-on-one, get them in a group setting. And this is something that I love to do. We do it here at Teaching Online Business. And this is where we get all our clients into a group. These often lead to, you know, really good engagements. Your clients get to meet one another. They get to bounce ideas back and forth. It benefits you allowing them to go and talk and conversate and engage and bounce the ideas back. It's perfect. It's a great way for you to kind of step away from this one-on-one commitment with each client. Get them into a group. So if you're working an hour a week with each client and you have 20 clients, rather than having to do 20 hours, you could get everybody into one group and just do 2 to 3 hours. Boom. we're talking about 80-85% less time, right? Burnout is real, but be smart. It's not about working hard. It's about working smart. And that is something you can also do to avoid burnout. Now, last thing I want to talk about why client business owners fail is the numbers. And I kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but the numbers have to be right. And when I'm talking about numbers, I'm talking about the economics of your business. How much you are charging. And we talked about this a little bit. It's charging hourly versus charging for the results. That is a big one. I don't know how many times we had a new client named Sarah. And Sarah was awesome. Sarah was a fertility doctor, right? She's helping people have babies. Oh my God, when she told me how much she was charging, I about flipped. She was charging $500. I want you to think about that. She was charging $500 to help couples have a kid. And I'm like, oh, you are crazy. And she had been doing this for years. She has been doing this for years. And the first thing we did, yeah, we had to repackage her offer a little bit. But Sarah went from $500 per client all the way up to $7,800 per client. And guess what? Clients gladly paid it. That was solving a high pain, a high problem. Okay? When there is a big enough pain and a big enough problem, there's room for you to charge a premium for that, because guess what? None of us want to be in pain, right? Think about it. And here's you a awesome copywriting tip, a messaging tip. Cover the pain. We are all human. We do not want to be in pain. And when we can get out of pain, we act. Right now, if your leads are not turning into clients, pain makes people react, right? Think about it. Pain makes you act. That's something that you can start using in your copy and your messaging that will help you turn more leads into clients and help you get more people to take action. So there's another little golden nugget. But it all boils down to charging hourly versus charging what you're worth. You need to charge what you're worth, okay? Another big things with this economics, honestly, it's you can't afford paying for paid ads. And paid ads are super, super important to growth and scaling and control. So this numbers, it relates to both the control, number one, that we talked about, and it also relates to burnout too, because with paid traffic, we can have a campaign. I want you to think about this. We can have a campaign in front of our target audience within 10 minutes. Within 10 minutes, we can have our perfect clients driving them to a specific offer, a specific landing page, and we can have it done in a matter of minutes. That is leverage. This is what I'm always preaching about. Leveraging your business. You need systems, reliability, dependability, control. Systems allow us to do this. And I'm not just talking about Facebook ads. You guys, if you know me, you know I like Facebook ads. But it could be YouTube. It could be LinkedIn. It could be Twitter. It could be Instagram. Depends where your target clients are. But to the point, use paid ads. If you don't have the money to you're going to fail. Your chances of failing are significantly higher if you don't have money for paid advertising. Hopefully, if you're in this scenario, you can get help soon. That's super, super important. But organic work takes time. I love organic marketing. I recommend organic marketing. But I always recommend organic with paid traffic, working both of them together. From my experience, that's what works best versus using paid traffic alone or using organic attraction alone. Using them both, that's the best case. But if you don't have the money for paid ads, you're going to be in trouble. So revert back to what I told you. Quit charging hourly and charge what you're worth. Okay? That's it. That is the three top reasons client business owners fail. And if you're making those mistakes, you now know how to fix them. And if you didn't take notes, just replay the podcast back, right? That's what it's all about. I don't want you guys and girls to fail. The numbers are against you. The trends, they're against you. The world, you could say, is against you. But these are the three top reasons client business owners are failing. Eliminate the mistakes. I gave you the fixes. Start implementing them into your business and get results. That's all. I am getting ready to go take a few phone calls. That's what I love to do. I don't get to take them as much, but I am going to be on the phone today for everybody else. If this is making sense and you're tired of struggling and you want to get into a winning environment, if you're tired of making mistakes, I can tell you right now, we've made probably every mistake that you're going to make. And every mistake that we have, we've put in place a plan to fix it. You're going to make mistakes we've already made. You don't have to go through that if you don't want. You don't have to make the mistakes. You can get into a winning environment right this very minute. But again, that's up to you. TeachingOnlineBusiness.com/apply. That's going to take you to our scheduling where you can have a free strategy session with yours truly or a very smart person from my team that I promise you is equally talented. We have an awesome, awesome team over here. And we can go through your business, dissect it, see the mistakes you're making, and tell you exactly what to do moving forward to grow and scale your business. So that's up to you. Take it. TeachingOnlineBusiness.com/apply. For everybody else, thanks again for taking the time to listen to our podcast. Always appreciate your reviews. Appreciate your feedback. Again, you can visit us at our Facebook group, Masterminds of Marketing. Just go over to Facebook, search Masterminds of Marketing. Our group will pop up. Go over there, connect. Got some more awesome, awesome content over there. And you can always find us at TeachingOnlineBusiness.com. Have a good one, and I will catch you on the next podcast.